USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the impeachment trial of President Trump is underway in the Senate, the president is in Davos, Switzerland, meeting with world leaders.
We have the strongest country in the world by far, and it was going in the wrong direction. We have the greatest economy we've ever had in the history of our country. And I'm in Europe today because we're bringing a lot of other companies into our country with thousands of jobs, millions of jobs in many cases. So that whole thing is a total hoax. So I'm sure it's going to work out fine.
Opening the debate in the Senate, White House counsel Pat Cipollone says Democrats have no case.
Once you hear those initial presentations, the only conclusion will be that the president has done absolutely nothing wrong.
Meanwhile, California Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff says the evidence against President Trump is clear and overwhelming. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
The attorneys for the illegal alien accused of killing an Iowa college student are asking for another delay in his trial. Christian Rivera is accused of murdering Molly Tibbetts in the summer of 2018. His attorneys want the trial delayed because they claim prosecutors recently listed new witnesses. The lawyer for a now-dead NFL star is taking issue with a Netflix documentary. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
The lawyer for Aaron Hernandez speaking out over his displeasure with the Netflix documentary Killer Inside the Mind of Aaron Hernandez. Jose Baez telling TMZ that his client's 2017 suicide had nothing to do with his sexuality, as the documentary suggests. Baez making it clear that CTE had a major role in pushing the ex-NFL star towards suicide, and he says Hernandez suffered from that brain disease since childhood, and playing football only made it worse.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Ozzy Osbourne announced on Good Morning America on Tuesday that he's battling Parkinson's disease. The singer received the diagnosis last February after a string of health setbacks, including a near-deadly staph infection and a fall that damaged his nervous system. Osbourne says he's treating the disease with medication and that he felt guilty for holding back the diagnosis from his fans. Regarding Parkinson's disease, Dr. Jill Ashton tells ABC's Good Morning America.
First of all, there's only about 1 million people in the United States battling Parkinson's right now. So a story like this does so much to increase awareness and bring this human element to this. But this is a progressive neurodegenerative disorder. It affects the central nervous system. It has a major effect on movement, makes for that stiff, slow motor effect. And the symptoms generally start slowly and then progressively worsen. They can wax and wane. It typically does affect people at later ages, but there can be early onset Parkinson's, and there are some genes involved with this disease.
Tesla is tearing into customer complaints that its cars suddenly accelerate on their own. The luxury high-performance car maker says that the complaints are completely false and made by an investor who's hoping to see Tesla's stock price fall. The 127 complaints are in a petition filed by an investor who wants government regulators to investigate the alleged safety problem. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.